Hi, this is Sebastian Ferry presenting CVDs. In this screencast, I will show you how CVDs can be used as a standard faceted search to select some entities having some precise properties. So for instance, we are looking for some film. So I first select a film, restricting the selection to the set of films. And then I can see the various properties, which can be seen as various facets. And I first would like to restrict the set of films given their director. So I open the facet and I can see on the right the list of possible directors for films with the number of films directed by each. Let's suppose I am interested by films directed by Tim Burton. I just have to select Tim Burton, so implicitly having director Tim Burton. And then the query becomes a film, something that is a film, and whose director is Tim Burton. I can discover on this occasion that one of the films have another director, Mike Johnson, which has no label attached here. Okay, so now I've only a selection of 14 films. Suppose I want to further restrict this selection, I can look at the various actors playing or starring in those films, with the number of those films they have played in. So for instance, I can see that Johnny Depp has played in 6 out of the 14 films directed by Tim Burton. I'm interested by those, so I double click Johnny Depp, and now the query is something that is a film whose director is Tim Burton and starring Johnny Depp. I now have, as expected, a selection of 6 films, and here in the facet starring, I can see only the actors that have played with Johnny Depp in a film directed by Tim Burton. Among them, I can find Helena Bonham Carter. I double click it, and now my selection of films has only 3 items: Alice in Wonderland, Corpse Bride, and Sweeney Todd. We can assume that at this stage I'm happy with the selection. On looking at the web pages, I can access the wiki web page describing this film. Okay, and I can also discover other information like the music composer. I can see in 2 cases this is Danny Elfman, and then in another case this is Steven Sondheim. So at this stage you may want to know which films have which composer. So for this we have a mod which is called object preselection, which means that when we select one particular property, the corresponding films get highlighted. So Danny Elfman was the music composer of Alice in Wonderland and Corpse Bride, and Stephen Sondheim were the music composer of Sweeney Todd. The same can be done with everything, every property, like for instance starring. So we can see that for instance Helena Bonham Carter played in every film as expected from the query, and Emily Watson played in Corpse Bride.